Kids Can CEOs, Julie Chapman, according to Kids Can, many kids depend on their schools for food, and the situation's worsening. In response to allegations that students are accepting jobs to help make ends meet, the charity's launched an appeal to support low-income whānau. With us this morning, Julie Chapman. Hey, Julie, kia ora. It's good to talk with you again.
Oh, morena. How are you?
Yeah, good, Julie. So what are we doing? An appeal to support low-income families. Kōrero o mai. Talk with us about it.
Well, it's around getting kids back to school. And so we know that this year's probably going to be the toughest. And that's, you know, that's really off the back of cost of living and coming off the back of Christmas, and families are, you know, needing to pay for those back to school costs that come along every year. But what we're hearing this year is that, you know, a lot of kids are going to not start school because they don't have those essentials. So that's the shoes, uniforms, all of those things. So they'll probably start later when their parents have been able to buy them. But what we're also hearing is that the need for food is getting much greater. And for teachers, on the first day of school, for some kids, they spend their time making sure that they've had a good kai because they haven't had access to good nutritious food or enough food during the holidays. So they feed the kids first before they do anything about the learning.
Yeah, tēnā koe. We know that some whānau are going to be doing it real tough. What with the cost of school uniforms, etc., and especially if you've got a number of kids, it can be really quite crippling financially at the start of the year. So the kai in schools, for instance, Julie, let's stay with that for a moment. How reliant do you think families are becoming, and is that a good thing if they are?
Oh, it's definitely not a good thing. I mean, it's a consequence of the high cost of everything right now and high inflation and all those things that are hitting, you know, all New Zealanders really hard, but the most vulnerable, you know, children and families on low incomes are really bearing the brunt of it. And so our schools are telling us that kids are now sort of, you know, teachers are saying that food is the main kind of thing that kids need when they come to school. And it's probably their main source of nutrition when there's not a lot to eat at home. And then on top of that, you know, our survey at the end of last year, which 350 of our schools answered, 47 of them told us that they had kids that, and we're talking kids, you know, under 16, going out to work, then trying to come to school, falling asleep in class, and even in some cases, primary school kids that are going out and working on farms, being farmhands, helping their parents because there's just not enough income coming into the house to make ends meet. And that's really sad that, you know, children who should be in school learning are having to go out to work and then try and manage their schoolwork on top of that.
Tēnā koe. Obviously, and we know many of the whānau who benefit from the school's kai program are Māori, and still predominantly with, even though we don't use the decile references, we sort of know the communities that appreciate it most. There was some talk, Julie, about wastage, but not much gets wasted, does it? I mean, having had some association with different schools over the years, you know, what is not taken by the tauira ends up being taken home anyway in the afternoon and utilised by families who need it. So either way, the kai is hitting the bellies of people who appreciate it and I guess the way they need it.
Well, yeah, I mean, our food program provides food support in high schools, intermediates and primaries for around 55,000 children a day. And then in early childhood centres, which actually is where even more greater need is, we actually work with Countdown, and we provide five fresh lunches every day. And that's, you know, ingredients and fresh stuff that is sent direct to the centre, and they prepare it there. So that's a really good program, and, you know, minimal waste there. And, I mean, you know, the facts are that if you arrive at school hungry, your brain is not going to switch on to learning. And that's, you know, that's why we've launched this appeal, because we need to support the children coming back to school this year. But also, we have almost 200 schools and early childhood centres waiting for our support, and we can't get to them. We can't reach them right now. So we need Kiwis to get on board. But we also, you know, are really advocating for an increase in our government funding, which for the past 6 years has been static at under 2% of our the income that we need.
Tēnā koe, tell us about how we can contribute to the charity drive here, please, Julie.
Look, go over to the Kids Can website, kidscan.org.nz, and you can make a one-off donation or join our monthly support club, which is like $30 to support a child for a whole year with food, kai, you know, shoes, jackets, etc. And look, it doesn't matter how big or small the donation is, every dollar counts for this campaign for us to help kids start the year ready to learn.
Tēnā koe, all the best with the mahi through the year, and obviously looking forward to talking with you as it unfolds. Kids Can CEO Julie Chapman's a regular kai kōrero with us here on Pākehā. Thank you again, Julie.
Kia ora, Dale.
Tēnā koe, all the best. Have a good year. All the best on this first day of Feb.